From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A Bangladesh army official says 20 civilians, mostly foreign nationals, were killed in a militant attack in an upscale restaurant popular with foreigners in the capital, Dhaka. Earlier, officials said commandos rescued at least 13 hostages and killed six militants after storming the restaurant, where suspected Islamic militants took dozens of hostages, including several foreigners. Residents living nearby the restaurant say Islamic militants have been active in Bangladesh.
We've had a few incidents beginning from the fall of last year until now. We've been having incidents of Hindus being killed, LGBT activists being killed, bloggers being killed. And all of them are usually been perpetrated by Islamic militants.
That was Lori Walsh. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, while condemning the attack during a national address, said security officials captured one of the militants. Officials say a search is underway for others who may have escaped. The new Taliban chief is calling on the United States to end its occupation of Afghanistan, saying the Islamist insurgency is determined to salvage the country from the claw of the infidel occupation and mischief. Mullah Akhundzada made the remarks on Saturday. Under its new leadership, the Islamic insurgency has intensified battle attacks and suicide bombings against officials and security forces of the U.S.-backed Afghan government. The government of Afghanistan says the ongoing insurgency in the country is taking an increasing toll on civilian lives, with deaths and injuries across the country. Afghan security forces have recently increased the use of air power against the insurgents, but Afghan leaders have asked the country's security authorities to exercise extreme precaution to protect and avoid civilian casualties. This is VOA News. Turkey is sending a giant shipment of humanitarian aid to Gaza today, days after reaching a deal to normalize relations with Israel. The aid to Gaza comes as Gaza grapples with high unemployment and fragile infrastructures. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been sensitive to the situation in Gaza, which since 2007 has been governed by Hamas, a Muslim religious party, like his own party, the AKP. Relations between Israel and Turkey, which was once Israel's only Muslim ally, crumbled after Israeli Marines, stormed an aid ship in 2010 to enforce a naval blockade of Gaza and killed 10 Turkish activists on board. Voting is underway on Australia's east coast for the general elections. The ruling Conservative coalition is expected to lose ground as it seeks a second term after a divisive first 3 years in power. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
We, as candidates, put our faith in the wisdom of the Australian people, and we ask them to vote for their future, for our future. Because if we stick together and if we stick to our plan, our future will be brighter than ever before.
The winner will likely be known late on Saturday. West Coast polls closed 2 hours after the East Coast. The UN Refugee Agency reports more than 15,000 asylum seekers have gone through a so-called pre-registration process on mainland Greece. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says this pre-registration process is only open to those who entered Greece between January 2015 and March 20, 2016. This is just before the European Union and Turkey signed an agreement aimed at stopping irregular migration from Turkey to the EU. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says more than 15,500 of an estimated 49,000 people currently on mainland Greece have been pre-registered. He says they have received asylum seeker cards valid for 1 year. This allows them to live legally in Greece and access basic services. Spindler says the 15,500 pre-registered people include some 680 unaccompanied and separated children who are in need of special protection. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Just recapping our top stories, Bangladesh Army official says 20 civilians mostly killed in that militant attack in Dhaka. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.